Good evening. The show begins tonight in California. Pacific Watch, Jeff Bliss. The Pacific Coast Highway is cut in one place by a mudslide north of the Palisades, but the rain, the atmospheric rivers is what they're called in California on the West Coast, continues, slowing the effort to clean up the Pacific Palisades. I watched a drone fly over and a helicopter fly over. It's sad. Wiped out. This one region of homes all taken down by fire. I've been reading about what is learned about fire jumping from house to house and settlements like that. Nature Magazine has an article that Jeff Bliss and I will discuss soon enough and continue. Why urban fires spread fast and how to slow them down. Subhead: following the deadly blazes in Los Angeles, scientists suggest ways to make homes more resilient. I learned that since 2008, the building code in California has required fire-resistant materials in new constructions. That's a help. Jeff tells me many, many of the beautiful houses in the Pacific Palisades were much older. I mean, classic. I live in a new house that's built upon an old house. We value old houses, but not in fire zones. Also, simple ideas like roof geometrics, reducing the chances of embers getting trapped beneath the eaves of a building, or putting a screen over vents so that embers can't blow inside the house. Straightforward suggestions. In Australia, because they have more room, they remove all the foliage within 50, 100 yards, so it can't leap from the foliage into the house. As far as I can see, the Pacific Palisades was built cheek to jowl for those big houses. Not much property, but a big house, all lined up in geometric rows. Fire just skip, 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 skip. Building. In any event, Jeff and I talk about Las Vegas as well. There's an in-and-out planned in Las Vegas. At first, we thought it was two stories. Now it looks like it's four stories. I've never eaten it in In-N-Out. Jeff says it's the best. Hasn't reached here in Connecticut. Doesn't really sound like something I would understand, but I know Jeff Bliss does. Then Jim McTague joins from Lancaster County. Bird flu. It keeps skipping. New York is banning live chicken markets for several days. There's a culling necessary in Maryland. Chickens have been discovered with bird flu. Also in Delaware and several times in Pennsylvania. Also, there are 100,000 or 200,000 snow geese, some incredible number, coming from the south, headed to the Arctic for reproduction. They're going to land at a place called the Middle Creek in Pennsylvania. They cover the expanse of water. Likely that they have the same bird flu that an earlier flock, about 500 of them, landing in Lehigh Valley, all dead of bird flu. It's going to be hard on the farmers, hard on the eggs, hard on the chickens, but they'll have to cull if it continues to spread. It's a challenge. Not yet has it jumped from human to human. There is an instance of one man dying in the south. No human to human yet. Gene Marks joins about small business in America. We celebrate artificial intelligence in small business. Gene attended a Microsoft event. They're creating tools all the time. Look into it. Gene says the expense is if you hire somebody to do it for you. If you do it yourself and train your agents, that's what you call the robot within the AI that does what you want all the time or addresses your customers or your clients, repeats processes during the day. Agents. Conversation with Grant Newsham about the visit of the new prime minister in Japan, Ishiba, to the White House. Coming out of that is the news that there may be something about Nippon Steel deal that isn't done, to be determined. And a conversation with colleague Henry Sikorsky about the Doge boys discovering the DOD's new program, Controlled Unclassified Information. CUI, Controlled Unclassified Information. A fascination. More to learn. But in any event, it's a new classification dreamed up that's not secret. But then again, it's not a phone book. Controlled Unclassified Information, CUI. The estimate, it'll cost $4 billion at the DOD if they use it. Then Richard Epstein joins about the Supreme Court and the birthright controversy. A colloquy about birthright with Richard. The law of 1866, the 14th Amendment. There are some details here that aren't being explored and will be, as this, Richard says, is headed to the court, Supreme Court. Of the second hour, my conversation with Professor Eugene Finkel about Ukraine. It's entitled Intent to Destroy, his new book, 200 Years of Russia Making War on Ukraine, trying to intimidate Ukraine, calling it Little Russia. We see one more try. This has happened before, and it'll happen again. Before the revolution, after the revolution. Sad business, but this is a feud between cousins. Not blood brothers, cousins, although they marry into each other. Their history is commonplace, but then again argued over. You know the story. When fact replaces legend, print the legend. All they do is legend, both sides, all sides. In the fourth hour, I speak with Andrea Stricker about a report that Turkish officials were in Niger to buy uranium. Why? NATO member Turkey has nuclear weapons on its soil in the NATO base. Why do they want to buy uranium? Well, because they want a nuclear weapons program is a suspicion. At this point, it's just a thriller, an opening chapter of a thriller. Finally, Bob Zimmerman. We talk about Putin firing another chief at Roscosmos. We talk about new landers for the moon, private landers that NASA's hiring. Routine now. And then we talk about the sunspots. No predictable pattern after all these years. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.